Podcast, where we impart, inspire, influence, and impact your nonprofit to skyrocket to the next level. I am your host, Shawnee Pinkasek, and I am so excited for today's podcast co-host because we're going to talk about Rattle. I'm sure you've heard the Elevation Worship song, but Cassie took it to a whole new level as she has sparked a fire that is going to bring about revival in the Milwaukee area. So I would like you to welcome my guest co-host, my friend Cassie. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thanks. How are you?
I am good. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me today and talk about this incredible vision God has placed on your heart. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, I live in the Waukesha area, which is just outside of Milwaukee. I have two children. And I'm normally, and have been for 35 years, a healthcare administrator. However, God decided he was going to change my entire life. And that's exactly what he's done. About a year and a half ago, he placed on my heart with the divisiveness that's going on in the world today. One of the largest problems that we're seeing is just the inability for people just to even be in the same room with each other. Mm-hmm. So what God has laid on my heart with Rattle the World is to make an attempt and to, he has called me to bring people together. So he has a message of unity and we're going to do it through music because that's one of the things that really brings a lot of people together of all different types, sizes, shapes, and beliefs. So God has laid it on my heart to rattle the world through kindness and music. And we're going to do it one community at a time.
I love that so much. And, you know, in the Bible, it talks about how, you know, when we praise, it opens prison doors and it really does set captives free. When we worship, instead of focusing on what's going on around us, have you found that in your own life?
Absolutely. And one of the largest things is, you know, when we come together one-on-one, that's phenomenal. And that's great counseling. That's great shepherding. And that's just great evangelism. But the beauty of coming together as a group and praising God as a group and doing what we can to lift him up and thank him for what we have, ask him into our hearts to calm and spread and help us spread what he wants us to hear. And I'm glad to be a vessel to do that.
Yeah. So what about, was there an event in the Milwaukee area that like shifted you to say, God, this is what we need in Milwaukee for this season?
As a matter of fact, it didn't exactly happen here, but when George Floyd was murdered, sadly, a couple of years ago, what that did is it in Milwaukee, it really affected the communities and the work that I was doing back in that time, I no longer was welcome. I was the wrong color on the wrong side of the tracks. I was female. So there were a lot of components that really impacted the great work that was happening at that time. So that experience that I had allowed me to open my heart to some of the challenges that people were having that didn't look like me. So God laid it on my heart to do as much as I could to prove to people that I touched that it doesn't matter who we are. God created us all in his image. He created us all to do good for his glory. And he created us all to cohabitate and utilize the talents that we all have for his glory. And so when that event happened, and the divisiveness that happened, then it got to a point where even families couldn't even be in the same room together at times. So what I'm hoping this message of Rattle is going to do, and the message of peace, be it through music or paying it forward with a kind gift of or a kind service, it's going to hope take the focus off of ourselves and the self-focused nature that some of us have at times. We all do. And then give it to other people because God really softens your heart when he allows people to give to another person in need. But then when that person in need receives, they also get some welcome and warmth and help. And then it will allow them to do a kindness forward. So what our mission is with Rattle is to allow people a platform in which to do that and hopefully create a movement that will dissolve the divisiveness and bring forth the resilience that people have because of the way God made us.
Yeah, I think with COVID, people got more like focused on themselves because they were worried about, you know, where is this going to happen to me? And we became more inward when really we need to be more outward. Like, we're called to be a light in the darkness and shine bright. Where did the name Rattle come from? Was it the Elevation song that we all know, or was it just something that came in your, you know, in the middle of the night?
The word rattle came from, you know, when dry bones are quiet inside. I experienced a series of significant changes in my life as God was molding me in the fire, so to speak, with physical and health issues that impacted a 35-year career and ended that. And unfortunately, a marriage ended. And then I cared for my father, and then I lost my father. So as I was sitting in the silence of my life after my dad passed, there was an emptiness inside. And I just went to God and I said, how am I to move forward? What do I need to do? What is my plan for my life? Or more importantly, what plan do you have for my life? Mm-hmm. Everything was at that point stripped away. And as I sat in the silence, I realized that inside I was dead and I was so quiet. And I needed something to invigorize myself, to motivate and get something done. And what is it that's going to happen? I heard the word rattle then. And that song talks a lot about the Christ's death on the cross, the first line, Christ's death on the cross, and that quiet silence from his crucifixion to the resurrection. What was that world like? And how all of those thousands of people that heard him speak, and now he was gone. They didn't know the miracle of the resurrection that we all know and the forgiveness of all our sins. We didn't know that, or they didn't know that. So they had to move forward in faith. They were they were really empty inside. So the song also talks about dry bones rattling. And then as you bring yourself in those quiet times, in those times where you're just empty, God is there. He is going to fill you with purpose and worth and significance. Significance has been something I've always struggled with my whole life. And so in that quiet time, again, yet another reminder through the song Rattle, and then through dry bones rattling, I was able to be influenced and feel in my heart what God was really trying to say. He's like, Kathy, rattle the world. And I'm like, what? Just where I'm at? I'm just this quiet, insignificant person in Waukesha, Wisconsin, that doesn't have anything going for her anymore. Or so I thought. And he says, go rattle the world. And I'm like, okay. And then the outline, I just journaled and the outline came to me. The organization came to me, and the very first person he put in my path to rattle the world, I'm thinking like, okay, music, free concert, music, large group of people. I'm a healthcare administrator. I'm not a concert promoter. But the very first person he introduced me to then was somebody who knew the production manager of a large production that happens down in the South. Mm-hmm. And I'm going like, okay, Lord, you have my attention. And from there, it has moved. It has breath, you know, put some air into the lungs of where we are sitting today. And we do now have a concert, and people are starting to hear, and the wind rattling is starting to begin.
It definitely is. All right, everyone, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back for more with Kathy. And she's going to tell you how you can be a part of the Rattle event. Stay tuned.
Why become a sponsor at Mercy's Life Family? Sponsors at Mercy's Life Family are ending sex trafficking, They are healing girls physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially to put them back on their feet in just 3 short years for themselves and their babies to be self-sustaining. That's what you get at Mercy's Life Family Sponsorship. In addition to that, you get a prayer card with the story of your girl or your baby so you can pray over them. You get behind the scenes access to be able to see day-to-day life in Kenya and what life is like for the girls at the house and how they're developing. You get that and so much more. Join us in sponsorship today.
Everyone, welcome back to the Christian Rocketeers podcast, where we impart, inspire, influence, and impact your Christian nonprofit to skyrocket to the next level. If you have not listened to the first half of the podcast, I encourage you to go back because you're going to learn a lot about what is happening in Milwaukee. And my friend Kathy is back with us. And Kathy, we're going to talk about, so what does this Rattle the World look like? I know it's an event and I know it's a movement. So let's start with the event first. So the event is taking place when?
So the event is Rattle the World for Unity Concert, and it's happening on August 26, 2023 at the UW Panther Arena, and the doors open at 5 o'clock. We're going to be enjoying a unifying message from a unified and diverse group of a praise and worship team, which will open the show. And then following that, we will be introducing Blessing Offer, who's a phenomenal new artist that's up and coming, and he's got some great music. Then the second person we're going to be inviting then will be Amy Grant, and she has got decades of unity and very much God-focused and God-centered music. And then Chris Tomlin. The beauty about Chris Tomlin that I'm finding is going to be true is he's not one who performs for the people. He's the one who brings the people in and has them perform with him. And it's going to be a really powerful event.
Phenomenal lineup. And why don't we tell people? So, you know, you would think for an event like this, concert tickets would start at like $30, $40. But God laid it on your heart that these tickets are supposed to be how much?
$3.50. That's all it is. And yep, he's given us the ability to underwrite the concert, which allows us to basically give to the community this opportunity to gather in unity and be a part of what God has to tell us that day.
So God laid it on your heart for this to be $3.50.
Yes.
You can't even get a tank of gas for that right now.
Oh gosh, no. It's less than a tank of gas. And the whole idea of this is to allow anybody to come. And we do also have people that have donated tickets for those who can't afford to come. So We do have a stack of tickets available for those who can't afford it either. So it's just been a gift all the way around to be able to present this to the greater Milwaukee area.
That's awesome. So what are you most looking forward to on that day?
The thing I'm most looking forward to that day is to watch and feel the happiness of the people as they come together, and just watch the result of the work that God has done and how he's brought us together. When you sit with other people that are enjoying this great concert, there's going to be participation. There's going to be testimony. But the most important part for me is for me to have my family and my friends all around me. And I can introduce as many people to God that I possibly can, or allow him to touch as many people as possible and to watch it happen. Just to look on the people's faces during the concert is going to be one of my most favorite things.
So I know with pulling together an event like this, there's some struggle and there's some celebration. So let's talk about the celebration. What has been some of your miracle moments in pulling this together?
So one of my most important miracle moment is actually fairly simple. I'm a Christian and I'm faithful but I never knew what it was to be a faithful Christian. So what God has done is he has proven to me what that means. And the most important part of this event is for me to show that to other people and just have them watch what being a faithful Christian really means and how he provides. And again, that just started with just me, but my hope is that it will spread to everybody in attendance and all those people between now and then that we can touch.
Now, we talked about your vision for the future of the kindness for unity. So why don't we talk about a little bit of that? What does kindness itself spreads quickly? We've seen that with the kindness campaign on Facebook, where people will do an act of kindness, or when you go to the drive-through, and somebody will buy your coffee or buy your lunch or something like that, and then you do it for the person behind you. Kindness spreads like wildfire. So what does that look like for you as this kindness campaign increases after the concerts?
So my hope after the concert, number one, this isn't going to stop. So this, the Building Unity Through Kindness campaign is going to be an ongoing thing where we're going to make an effort to allow people to have kindness be something that they automatically do, where they're going to hope, the hope is for people to, through these gifts of kindness, both giving and receiving, they're going to be able to have their hearts change, and God will kind of seep in there and he will heal their hearts. Mm-hmm. But in addition to that, their heart will be changed to pay forward that to anybody they come in contact with. So the movement, yep, is going to happen, and it'll be probably really good right around the concert. But our goal is to keep going in the community, well, greater Milwaukee area, to continue that mission well after, years after. And if we can break down the barriers of the divisiveness and the self-focused abilities that people tend to fall into, we just want to remind everybody that we need to take a pause. We need to have our own differences. That's where our strengths come, is in our differences. And then be able to come together using the strengths that and gifts of talent that God has given us all. And then create a more cohesive community.
Yeah. And that brings healing, because we know that there's power in the gospel to bring healing. We saw it in so many ways. And I don't know if you've seen the Jesus Revolution movie or not, but I really feel it's something like that. It's going to spark that fire, and it's the perfect time for this event you put together. So long-term, do you see this spreading across the country? Do you see it just staying in the Milwaukee area? What has God downloaded to you for the future?
So God's impressed upon me that this, I get very much from him, north, south, east, west. Mm-hmm. So what I've just put down on paper and developed, you know, with his guidance during my time of prayer is exactly what that means to me in my humanness, but north, south, east, west. So this year, our flagship concert is going to be, and mission is going to be here in greater Milwaukee. I'm seeing in the next 2 years, 1 to 2 years, it'll be north of here, south of here in Wisconsin, west of here, and we're already in greater Milwaukee. But it's in the next 2 years, but then 3 to 5 years, we're already in the Midwest, going down south, going to the East Coast, going to the West Coast, and then global if God allows after that. It's all the intent of what God wants to do, and I'm ready to receive any help that anybody would want to offer, and any guidance that people might have, and I'd be open to sharing this with anybody so we could spread God's word. We could spread this message of unity to everyone.
Because it changes so much. And we definitely need that in our world today, because we are so divided. You know, I've had conversations with people where they just stop talking to you because you are a believer. And it's like, you've been my friend forever. What's going on here? You know, we haven't, I haven't changed and you haven't changed. So why can't, you know, and it's heartbreaking to not be able to have those people in your life that you were close to before, all because of that divide. And only the enemy seeks to divide us. You know, it says that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's what he's out to do, where, you know, the gospel unifies people. The gospel brings peace. It's love. It's joy. It's the fruits of the Spirit. And, you know, we see that through the work that you're doing right now. And we also see that through the artists that you pick. So you've chosen three unique artists. What about Blessing Offer stood out to you that you chose him for this event? Because he's incredible. I know his story's incredible. The music's incredible. How was he the perfect person for this?
So if you would read his story, and you could go to my website to do so, there's a really nice biography for him on there. But one of the things that most intrigued me about Blessing Offer is his resilience, mm-hmm. his forgiveness for the challenges that he faced with his physical limitations, because he is blind. And then utilizing his story to bring that resilience to the people and give hope for those who might find themselves with physical limitations mm-hmm. or any type of challenges, to give people hope and to show the goodness that God has done in his life, the gift of the music that he's given, the words that he's been given. It's an amazing story. And I think that his message of resilience will really resound to the entire community that gets to hear him that day.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, I wish I could be in Milwaukee that day, but I look forward to hearing about what it looks like and just the phenomenal from that. And then your next step, you have Amy Grant as well, which we know Amy Grant for, you know, her top hit songs. I was playing them for my daughter the other day. My daughter was like, okay, what's this concert look like? And so I was like, okay, here's probably a lineup of songs. And she's like, Mom, you're really old. I go, thank you. But really, that was nice. So what about Amy Grant stood out to you to have her? I mean, just her heart for kindness, just her love for humanity stands out to me. What for you was the factor of Amy's the perfect?
So with Amy Grant, there's a lot of us in our generation who know who she is. And even in the newer generation, when they hear her music, they're going like, oh, that's Amy Grant. How cool is that? But she has a heart and a gift for paying it forward. Mm-hmm. And that really fulfills and speaks to the message of what Rattle the World is all about. It's about, yes, we can receive God's grace and love and embrace it, but then to give that forward through the gifts that he's given each of us. She has done that through her music. She's done that through her mission work and inviting people to her farm and letting them intimately get to know that component of her. And then bringing people together to give back to her, some of her fans, so they can do what they need to do to get to the next step of their life. And so she's all about paying it forward. And she, I will hope that she'll tell the story, a really cool friend of hers, that she'll tell a story of how she does that, because it's when God places it on your heart to do something for somebody else, you act on it. And there's a reason that you should. And she's got so many stories to that effect. And so that's one of the reasons why I'm so humbled that she would come and join us in this mission as well.
That's awesome. And then you've got Chris Tomlin, phenomenal worship leader who can help shift an atmosphere with just a few notes on that guitar of his. What about Chris's music stood out to you, his ability to actually, you know, bring mm-hmm. that Holy Spirit? Is that what brought yep. him to be?
Yeah. So one of the things that Chris Tomlin has really impressed me with, and I'm so, again, humbled he also joining us, is the whole goal of Rattle the World is to bring the urban and the suburban mm-hmm. around together. The world together for God's glory. And one of the things that Chris Tomlin does so exceptionally well is he doesn't perform. What he mm-hmm. does is he brings in the people, and mm-hmm. he almost has the people perform for him. So what more, how invigorating is it to have somebody as great as Chris Tomlin with the words that God has blessed him to be able to write, and for him to lead us to praise God and remind us all through the words, you know, how great is our God, the phenomenal, surrounding us with his army of angels. I mean, it's a constant reminder, and he has the unique ability to join the community of who's in the audience, and he will allow them to raise their voices and come one with him to sing God's praises. And so his ability to bring everybody together, then what a great opportunity for us to.
I love it. His concerts where he'll start to sing and then he'll be quiet.
Yes.
Sing. Completely. I've been to several. Yeah. And then the crowd will sing like, how great is our God. And it's like a choir of angels singing and praising the Lord. It's so good. All right, guys, we're going to take one more commercial break. We'll be right back to wrap it up and we'll see you soon.
I left my legal career to pursue a higher calling. What changes are you willing to make? My name is Carrie Reichartz, and I'm a Rising Star Lawyer by the Milwaukee Magazine. And I left my rising legal career to make a difference in the world of girls in Kenya. The women I met forever changed my life. I returned to my job and I realized it no longer served me. I knew he had something bigger in store for me. I was called to serve others, so I left my law to begin my own business. I founded two nonprofits, Operation Give Hope and Infinitely More Life. I also began teaching women who are overwhelmed when trying to start and grow their nonprofit to ministry to thrive.
My first nonprofit, Operation Give Hope, tackles systematic spiritual, emotional, and financial poverty afflicting young mothers in Mombasa, Kenya, and helps sex trafficking victims heal. My second nonprofit, Infinitely More Life, operates globally and helps people recognize and reconcile life traumas by working with Christ. I have assisted hundreds in starting their own domestic and international nonprofits.
Are you ready to leave behind the fear and doubt holding you back from starting the nonprofit God has called you to? Join the 8-week Christian Rocketeer Nonprofit Startup Certification. Remember, you are not leaving a career or a comfortable life. You are gaining purpose, passion, mission, and you will be changing the world. Join us today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I am so glad for this incredible conversation of coming together for kindness, to bring unity in our world that we know is so divided, and the work that Kathy is doing in Milwaukee that we know is going to spread. And I hope it encourages you as well as a nonprofit leader that the work you're doing impacts the lives of those around you, and that it's about glorifying the Lord. And in that, that is what shifts and changes the atmosphere. So Kathy, your website, why don't you share that with them, where they can connect with you and where they can get the tickets for this event for?
The website is www.rattletheworld.org. And you'll have an opportunity to check out what our mission is, buy tickets for the concert. And if you go through our website, it will take you to the correct location to do that, because they're only $3.50. And then it will also share with you how you can reach me if you would like to join me in this mission, or share with me some great stories about kindness that you've experienced. And then we can make it known to other people, so the gift of kindness can truly mend a community, and we can do it all for God's glory.
That is so awesome. All right, everybody, I hope you will check out this event, and you can connect with us at christianrocketeers.com. Come if you would love to start a nonprofit, or if you're struggling in your nonprofit organization, we are here to be the Joshua and Aaron and raise your hands and help you in the work that God has called you to. Hope you have a phenomenal week, and we will see you again next week.